Action Podcast. Ian Smith.
Welcome to Connections. Ian's Dumb Care. Care where you need it and when you need it. Get the care your loved ones need now, not tomorrow and never later. What matters most is care that you can access for your loved ones. Contact us now on 020-391-20686.
Welcome to Connections, Ian's podcast. We are now on our third episode, and today, Ian is going to talk about why international students fail to get the best out of their studies in the UK after completing them. On average, an international student studying business and management courses in the UK will be paying from £18,500 up to £42,800 per annum. This means an investment between £37,000 up to £85,600 to earn a postgraduate degree. Now, the question is, what do these international students take away on graduation day in addition to their degree certificates? The majority of them wanted to remain in the UK to work, but only a few are able to find a sponsor and switch to a skilled worker visa. Ian will explain the common mistakes most international students make when they come to the UK to study.
On Tuesday, 25th of January 2022, the Higher Education Student Agency, they are the experts in UK higher education data, they published an interesting student statistics for the school year 2020 and 21. In that stats, it shows that the total non-UK, that is international students, for the year 2020 and 21 is 605,130. That is an increase of 48,505 from the school year of 2019 and 2020. Now, this is against the backdrop of the pandemic.
No.
Now, China sent more students to the UK than any other overseas country. The number of students from China, interestingly, has increased by 48,225, or 50% over the five-year period, 2016 to 2020-21. Now, the second highest of enrollments come from India. And although the numbers are not as high as from China, there's been a notable increase of 67,660 over the five-year period. Large increases were observed in 2019 and 20, a year before the pandemic. Yeah, students from India represent 19% of all non-EU enrollments in 2020 and 21. Students from Nigeria placed third in enrollments from outside the EU, while student numbers from Malaysia saw a decline of 30% over the 5 years, dropping below enrollments from Nigeria and Pakistan. Now, if you are listening and tuning in and you want to see the full data, you're more than welcome to go to www.hesa.ac.uk and you will find the complete statistics there. Interesting. Today, I've invited a tearful migrant in the studio. As Francesca said earlier, today I'm going to talk about why international students are failing to get the best out of their UK study. Common mistake. I've invited a migrant himself in the studio to help us understand, or maybe help me understand better, where they come from, the reason they want to come to the UK, their aspirations in coming to the UK to study, and whether at this stage he is actually failing or succeeding. Hello, Aman. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah. All right. So. How are you? How are you today, Aman?
I'm good, sir. What about you?
I'm not too bad at all. You made me wait for 2 hours. I'm okay. Thank you so much for coming today and to be our guest in the podcast. Now, let me start by asking you the question. Tell our listeners, our followers, who you are and where have you come from?
I basically came from North India.
Okay.
Yeah. Study here.
North India is big. Where in North India? In Nepal?
I'm from Haryana.
Colombo?
No. I'm from Haryana.
Haryana?
Yeah.
Haryana. So if I'm flying in from London Heathrow...
To Delhi Airport, yeah.
I go to Delhi Airport, and then I get out of the airport, and that's Haryana.
No. It's 100 kilometers away from Delhi.
From Delhi. So do you usually drive to Haryana from New Delhi, or do you fly?
Yeah, I drive.
100 kilometers?
Yeah.
That's an hour. That's about an hour's drive.
It's fine. We can drive. There is no airport on Haryana, you know?
Oh, yeah. No airport. No. So you drive from the airport to from New Delhi Airport.
Yes.
Okay. Now, why did you decide to study in the UK?
Yeah, I heard there are top universities in the UK who can give us a bright future career. So I just decided to come here and explore myself into UK, the university.
Right, okay, so you're from the north of India, a place called Haryana. Is that a big city?
No, it's a small town.
So you said you heard about good universities in the UK and somehow that encouraged you to actually study and see if this is something that, can help you. How did you hear about universities? How did you get this notion that it's good to study in the UK?
Yeah, it's where I heard from my friends. Some of my friends are studying here already.
Okay.
So they told me about the culture and universities about the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I heard about it. I searched on the Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you apply? Did you have to go through an agency, or did you have to do it yourself, or through your friends?
No, I did go through by agency. It's a counselor.
Okay. And this agency is based in Haryana.
Yes.
Okay. Did you get some advice and
paperwork,
help in terms of, what do you want to study? This is the courses of it. Did you get something like that?
Yes.
Okay. So what did you finally decide to study?
I finally decided to study Masters in Management.
Masters in
International Marketing, yeah.
Masters in International Marketing.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a bachelor's degree already in India?
Yes.
And what was that?
It's a Bachelor of Computer Application.
Computer Application. Okay, and when did you finish your bachelor's?
In 2021, January.
2021, January.
Yeah.
And when did you enter the UK?
In October.
October.
31st, Sunday.
So I'm assuming between February and September 2021, that's about 6 or 7 months?
Yes.
You used that period after graduating bachelor's to apply for a UK visa.
Yeah.
Did you ever work in India?
For a year.
For a year?
Yeah.
Was that whilst you were studying or?
Yeah, while studying.
Okay. So before you left India, were you working?
No.
Was it a full-time job that you worked?
Yeah, but it's before my graduation. I worked.
Were you a student working, a student worker when you were studying? How much were you making when you were working while studying?
10,000.
That's a lot of money, £10,000.
No. Indian currency. It's 100 pounds, I guess.
100 pounds?
Yeah, 1,000 pounds.
A month?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money while studying to make while you were studying.
Yeah, it's a full-time.
It was a full-time job.
Yes.
Okay. And you decided to study because, what's the reason for you deciding to study in the UK?
Yeah, I know. I want to explore myself. It's a good here to be in UK and to study here. To meet the new culture, new peoples here. There are students from all over the world, so I can know about them, know about the cultures and the studies.
You can study in New Delhi, and there's so many students in Delhi as well, but why did you decide to come to the UK?
Yeah, but because I wanted to explore myself out from the India.
What about America or Canada, no?
No.
They didn't attract you at all?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, because of the pandemic. So I got the visa easier from UK.
So it was actually during the pandemic when you applied for your visa?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which university did you finally get a placement or a successful offer?
Yeah, it's a University of Winchester.
University of Winchester in Hampshire?
Yeah, Hampshire.
Right. You know that we have a domiciliary care work in Hampshire. Anyway, so how much did you pay for the course?
Yeah, it's my total fees was £13,800.
£13,800.
Yeah, for the year. And I paid £7,740 for my 6 months, I guess.
And I suppose that's the initial payment that you need to make.
Yeah, it's so the university, 70%.
So the university can issue you a cash letter.
Yes.
And the CAS letter is the document that you need to use to submit your visa, yes. student visa.
Yeah.
Okay? And you did all this through the agency. And the agency was based in Hyderabad or in
No,
in
Haryana.
In Haryana?
Yeah.
Okay. And there was no problem whatsoever? The
yeah,
agency
not so.
Was really helpful?
Yes.
Okay. So from start to finish of applying to different universities, getting mm-hmm. a placement, mm-hmm. Submitting your visa application and getting your visa, do you remember how long it took? Altogether from start to finish?
6 to 7 months.
6 to 7 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the date that you came to the UK, that you entered the UK on a student visa.
31st October.
31st of October.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have to isolate or quarantine in the UK?
Yeah, I quarantined for 10 days.
For 10 days?
Yeah.
And who paid for that?
Myself.
Yourself.
I paid for myself, yeah.
And what about your accommodation?
I paid for my accommodation, for my travel, for everything here.
And who helped you organize your accommodation in the UK? Was it the university or your parents?
Your parents.
Right, you have a loving parent. So are you saying to me that, did you save up for this and then paid your own money? Or did you get some help from your parents?
Yeah, I paid for my, I helped from my parents, you know. They paid my everything, my fees, my expenses, my accommodation expense, everything.
Right, so how much did you have to pay for your accommodation to get into an accommodation? So in other words, are you saying the accommodation has been arranged before you came?
Yeah. No. I arranged after he came.
Okay. You know, okay.
By looking myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to go through a lot.
But what about your agency? They did not help you to?
No.
Why? They don't have any presence in the UK?
Yeah.
Interesting. Right, and your friends, meanwhile, are... Did they help you in any way?
Yeah, my friends helped me. I lived with them for a month. So they helped me to find me accommodation here at my university. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm assuming these friends were also or are also studying in Winchester University, is that
no,
right?
No. They are studying from another university.
Okay. Now, can I just ask you again? So when you were considering studying in the UK, you said earlier that you want to explore.
Yes.
Yeah? What were you really hoping to achieve once you complete your studies?
I just wanted to achieve a great, good job here after completing my degree. So I can work here and I can get a PR here, so I can get money here.
So your plan is to study, complete your degree,
yes,
and then switch to a work visa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did the agent not tell you that's not allowed? The immigration rules do not allow that. You have to leave after completing your studies.
No. Yeah, it's. I guess they called me. I have to get to the PSW after completion of my graduation.
Oh, yes.
PSW.
Yeah, PSW. Okay.
So, yeah, if I clear the interview so they can give me a job, otherwise they will not.
Right. Okay. And what happened when you came to the UK?
Actually,
I think this is the part where I want to explore really why, because something went wrong somewhere, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're okay for us to talk about this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Amma, what happened when you entered the UK?
Unfortunately, the day before I came here in UK, my university withdrew my CAS letter and canceled my admission. And they didn't inform me so earlier. They just told me before a day ago by the mail.
So this was after you got your visa?
Yeah, the day after before my visa.
When did you get your visa? Do you remember?
On 28th of September.
28th of September?
Yeah.
You were in India, you got your visa.
Yeah.
Hey, you must be very, very happy, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And then you were now trying to arrange your flight, and then the news came.
Yes.
Okay, what was the news about again? What did the university say?
Yeah, they said they feel a lot of pressure of you and you passed a lot of syllabus here. So you cannot enroll into the university this year.
Uh-huh.
So we canceled your admission.
And this was done by email?
Yeah.
And have you bought your ticket yet at the time?
I already bought my ticket and arrangements to coming to UK.
Right. And what did you do when you received the email?
Nothing. I just talked to my counselor. So they said you can go to UK and convince them.
When you say counselor, this is the agent in Hyderabad. You spoke to them, and what did they say to you?
Yeah, they tell me you can go to UK and you can talk to them, convince them to take their admission back, because it's not it's just a day before they mailed me, so they can consider me as a student. It's fine.
Now, you know, on your CAS, it will state there the start date and the latest joining date.
Yeah.
Are you still within that period?
No.
So it's past the period of the joining date.
Yeah. But they give me new GH on mail. They give me the latest enrollment date. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's of 25
of
September. Uh-huh. But I didn't get my visa before that.
So, and did you tell them that you didn't get your visa?
Okay. I mailed, my agent mailed them, we are failed to enroll online. Mm-hmm. So just give us two or more days.
And did you get a response from the university?
No. They just didn't respond from the. They didn't respond to me.
Uh huh.
So they just send me the mail to my agent, not to me, not direct to my agent.
Okay.
So we are withdrawing the CAS letter of student.
And what did you feel when you received the email from the university?
I feel very bad. I really working hard for 6 months, 7 months. To came here and they just canceled my admission without knowing me, without telling anything.
And in the email, did they say anything about what's going to be the next step? Are they going to refund you the money?
No.
What sort of? Nothing.
It's about, we can defer you for next year. Nothing else, please.
It's like they don't care, no? They don't understand.
They don't care.
And you paid, at this point, you already have paid how much?
I paid for the fees and for the other expenses, you know? 7 to 8 pounds, 7,000 to 8,000 pounds.
And it appears to them that you know, they didn't even bother making reference to all the expenses and all the processes that you have done and got so far. Just saying to you, defer the enrollment. Okay, but then you spoke to your agent and the agent advised you, it's okay, come to the UK and then speak to the university and see if they can admit you. So that's what you did.
Yeah.
Were you not afraid that you would be stopped at the airport?
I'm afraid, but you know, I got the visa from the UKIB. So the university just mailed me. They will tell UKIB. So I thought I will come by myself and convince them.
You're a very, very, very courageous man, hi? Huh?
Yeah. I just crossed the UK border.
And is that the nature of people from Haryana?
Not really. I guess it will be.
I know someone from Haryana. He's just like you. Okay. So so you flew in, you came to the UK, and then you went through security passport control.
Yeah.
And there was no issue whatsoever.
No.
So what did the immigration officer ask you when you were...
Yeah, they asked me, what's your course? I tell them, and they asked me about my course.
Uh-huh.
What is it all about? I told them and they gave me, fine, you can go.
You didn't tell them. By the way, I received an email yesterday from Winchester University.
No.
Good. Okay. So now you came to the UK, you entered the UK, you went to your accommodation, nice and easy, settling in. How did you find the UK? Have you been to the UK before?
No.
Was it your first time?
Yeah.
Right. Was it exciting? Oh, it was pandemic. You must have gone straight to...
Yeah, I was stressed.
You were, yeah?
Yeah.
And how much money did you have in your pocket?
£1,000.
That's a lot of money. And how much in your card? More than that. But your parents were supportive. And
They were aware of every problem, you know. They were supportive.
So what did mom and dad say? Okay, Aman, if you run into any problem when you arrive UK, you do this. What did they tell you? What advice did they give you?
Yeah, they told us that do the right thing. Just call them, tell them the truth, whatever it is. So then it will up to them.
So what if you get stuck at the airport? What are you going to do?
Yeah, they will tell you.
They will hold you.
Yeah, hold you. Send me back to India.
But you don't.
But I'm ready for that. Yeah.
You're ready to go back?
Yeah. I was ready at that
you
time.
You were?
Not so, because I want to face the university.
Uh-huh.
What they did to me, cancel my admission without knowing me, without any reasonable. No, without any reason,
All right, that's admirable. I love that. I like that, okay? You're determined, in other words, right? Whatever happens, you're going to finish MSc, what again?
International marketing.
International marketing. What were you expecting to study in international marketing?
Yeah, it's all about marketing, about international, you know, the marketing between countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to different countries, different things, you know. We bought it from another country to country. It's a marketing.
Okay. So you think, okay, so you want to learn that, you want to get a degree.
Yes.
And then you will have another qualification, yes, in addition to your bachelor's degree, and then find a job.
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened when you entered the UK?
Yeah, I entered the UK just after knowing that my admission got cancelled. So I went to the university on Monday.
That's the following Monday after your quarantine.
Yeah.
Did you go in person to the university?
Yes.
Okay. And who did you speak to?
Yeah, the person who mailed my agent.
Oh, you found the person?
Yeah.
And then?
Then it's not a meeting. It's not an appointment. I just went anyhow, and they got me a appointment on the spot.
They managed to see you, yeah, on the same day, and you managed, yes, to find the person that,
yes,
sent you an email. So what did you say? Was it a big guy? Do not ever. What's his name? No, don't say the name. But you spoke. You met the person.
Yes.
Okay. What did he say or she say?
He said, didn't you get the mail, and or you hear from the agent, uh-huh, your cast letter has been withdrawn, so, mm-hmm, you have to go back to your country, and or else you have to defer from the next year.
And what did you say?
I said, there is no my mistake in here. I just got the visa from embassy on 20th. So how can I give you the stamp on 26th or 25th? It's, yeah, not in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, just there.
And the fact that you said earlier that you've informed the university.
Yeah, informed the university and telling me the enrolling date from the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the latest date from embassy to when I getting my visa.
And then what did the guy say?
Nothing on the mail. But
when you were talking to the person.
They said, I don't know. We don't care. We have a very pretty busy schedule. So you better go back to India or else... next time we'll call the police and nothing else.
They said that?
Yeah.
No way.
I know.
No, seriously?
Yeah, they just threatened me.
They threaten you that if you don't leave...
Yeah, you will be overstaying.
Or you'll be overstayer.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So we'll call the
police. Can we call Winchester University? Somebody call University of Winchester. Can we call them, find out, and see if this is really true? Really? They said that to you?
Yeah.
And you must be very devastated at that time.
Yeah, they just told me, you book a flight and send me to mail to me, then we will refund your fees. And you just go back to India.
Did you say to him, hey, sir, mister, miss, what about everything that I have done, everything that I spent to get in here? What about all those? What did the guy say?
No, they just talked to me about 2 minutes, and they just, we are busy people, you know.
And they said they are very busy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of this guy?
Yeah, it's fine. It's better not to say.
No, don't say it now, but give me the name later, and I'm going to contact the university. I'm serious. I'm going to speak to the university, mm-hmm, and I'm going to find out who this person is. No, seriously, because, you know, it's a lot of things. If you are listening... And you are on a student visa. Now, by the way, Aman, right? You're not the first. You're not the first student that have come to us with, mm-hmm, a very, very similar situation. Mm-hmm. We've had to help. We've helped a lot of students in your situation Let's do that. Let's do that later. Let me carry, and I'll call them later. Now, we've spoken to a lot of students. No, we've helped a lot of students who are in the same situation as you are, right? Where there's no degree of flexibility and understanding from the part of university when problems like this occur, when in fact this is outside your hands, right?
Yeah.
Because number one, the university needs to give you plenty of time in relation to admission from the point of the start date because of so many factors, right? You've got the pandemic, you've got the different quarantine rules happening, mm-hmm, in different countries. But despite all of these challenges around the world, they still charge you the same money, and you pay them the money that they want, right? How could they be so... Oh my gosh, this makes me furious about these kinds of people, you know. What's interesting, you know, the thing is, this could be just the person who spoke to you who didn't care, not, mm-hmm, really the university, but that shouldn't be the case. The university needs to put some sort of flexibility and measures in place to support international students, because these international students are the ones paying the wages of this person, mm-hmm, who was very sat there and working, and he wasn't doing his job properly.
Yes.
Okay. So the guy from the admissions department said to you, leave or I will call the police, because he was very busy.
Yeah.
I will really find out who this person is.
Yeah, he was just trying to say, you just go as soon as possible or we will call the police. You know,
What's the police going to do?
Yeah, he will send back to India. That's the more matter.
No way! And oh my gosh. Anyway, so what did you do when the admission guy said that to you?
Yeah, I just called my agent and he gave me reference of a solicitor here in UK.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so the agent said to you, now, Aman, you now need a solicitor.
Yes.
Now, Aman, I can't help you anymore. In other words, the agent can't help you anymore.
Yes.
Okay, did the agent, at least he's giving you the right advice, the agency, all right?
Yeah.
So what did the agency say to you? Did he refer you to a specific solicitor or did he say to you, go on Yellow Pages?
No,
more Yellow Pages these days.
No, they just gave me the number or a name.
Okay.
So I can talk to them, I can talk to him.
Okay, and who was that solicitor?
The solicitor was Sukhvinder Singh Nara.
Really? Oh my God, so that solicitor is Sukhvinder of Ian Solicitors.
Yes.
Wow, are you saying to me that even in India, they know Ian Solicitors?
Yes, they know.
Really?
They know very well, yes.
Very well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So your agent said to you, okay, I can't help you anymore, right? I would like you to get legal help. And there's these solicitors in the UK, in London, who can actually help you. Mm-hmm. And then he gave you our number. Is that right?
Yes.
When was that? Was that back in October or?
No. After I came here, one or two days after I went to university.
So when was that? November?
November, yeah. 2 or 3 of November.
But we're now in February. Where are we? We're now in January.
Yeah.
So
I was in contact with him.
With Sukhvinder since November.
Yeah.
Okay, so you called Sukhvinder.
Yes.
And what did you say to Sukhvinder?
I just said, I had a reference from you, from an agent, so you can help me with my immigration problem because university has canceled my admission, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just help me, can you help me out for this situation?
Uh-huh.
So he told me, yeah, most welcome.
What time did you call him? You remember?
No, daytime? Evening, maybe daytime, yeah.
Right. Did he pick up the call? Did he take the call immediately?
Yes.
All right. And when you spoke to him, what did you get? Did you get assurance that you will get the help that you needed?
Yeah, totally assurance from him. Mm-hmm. So he can help me in every way.
Okay.
Yeah. So he can help me to get legal here or get my admission back if possible.
Okay.
Otherwise, can he help me to, you know, switch my visa into another category.
Into another category.
Yes.
Right, okay. And when you spoke to Sukhvinder, how did that feel? Did you get some kind of assurance and hope?
Yeah, because he was from India and he was like, feels a senior to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And did you tell your parents about
yes.
what was happening at the time?
Yeah, yeah.
And what did they say?
Yeah, they say, yeah, you can trust him.
Okay.
If your agent tell him, yeah, you can trust him, you can go talk to him,
okay.
Understand. If you see it's right, yeah, you can...
All right, so in the meantime, you didn't go back to the university.
No.
You went back to your accommodation and Sukhvinder started helping you.
Yes.
Right, okay. So what exactly did Sukhvinder advise you or tell you to do that we will do for you?
Yeah, he said me, we will send a legal notice to university.
Mm-hmm.
It's an LBA.
Mm-hmm.
So university can chances to take my admission back.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first step.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, after sending the LBA, the university didn't respond.
They didn't respond?
No. They didn't respond for 15 days.
For 15 days?
So I waited for, 15 days or 20 days, I guess. So after 15 or 20 days, the university's lawyer, I guess, they might hire some lawyer.
Uh-huh.
So they mailed, So university is not reinstating their decision.
Okay.
So you better do, in LBA, we mentioned that it's illegal. It's not good. It's you don't have to write to cancel admission of a student here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they said in the LBA, their lawyer, So you are not getting admission. Mm-hmm. So just better go back to India.
All right. Yeah. Can I just stop you there, Aman? So if you are listening and you are in the UK on a student visa, if you are going through the same experience or anything similar, and then you went to the university and you're not getting any help or any remedy mm-hmm. because you're an international student, mm-hmm. That is not fair. That is not right. Now, don't fret. There is help available. Now, Ian Solicitors is regulated by the Solicitors Regulation Authority, SRA, okay? And at the firm, what we do is specialize in all immigration matters, okay? Mm-hmm. The firm helps businesses secure their sponsor licenses mm-hmm. so they can benefit from sponsoring international workers. And at the same time, we help migrants, whether you are on a student visa, skilled worker visa, or whatever types of visa, stay in the UK mm-hmm. on legal grounds mm-hmm. or remain in the UK. So your situation, Aman, and many others, probably our listeners yes. out there have, if you are having problems with university or any issue that you're facing around your current permission to stay yes. in the UK, you come talk to us because we will be able to help you.
Yeah.
Now, you said something about LBA. So if you are listening, LBA means letter before action.
Action.
This is a legal remedy. This is a remedy that we can actually help clients that we can take against the university. And the reason for that we could do this because the universities are public bodies.
Yes.
And therefore they're accountable to the UK government in terms of their decision-making processes, in terms of the way they run and provide the service. So what we've done is to write to the university and ask them for an explanation. And we said to them that this is not fair. We would like to understand what sort of remedy can you give to our client, Aman. And usually we give them 14 days to respond under the procedural rules. So, yeah. So that's what we did.
Yes.
So we did that. And yes. did they respond?
No, they didn't respond in the following days, meantime.
They didn't respond, okay.
No. They didn't respond after, I guess, 15 or 20 days.
Was it because it was Christmas holidays or they really didn't like you or didn't want to help you? What do you think?
It might be, yeah. They don't like me at all.
And then you said something about they hired their own solicitors, right? The university.
Yes.
So what did they do? Do you know what response we got from them?
Yeah, they said me they are not reinstating my admission. So it's not better. You cannot take any legal action towards the university.
So again, even the solicitors were shutting you down. Of course, shutting us down as well, thinking we will yeah. not take any further action. Anyway, so Sukhvinder, obviously did not stop there. Mm-hmm. So what sort of help did Sukhvinder do?
Yeah, he helped me a lot, you know. From the starting, mm-hmm. from the LBA to get me,
yeah.
you get my fees refunded, to get my BRP card.
Yeah.
Yeah, he helped me a lot. And also there is no person I know here. So that's why. I just only know about Sukhvinder, sir, from the INS. So yeah, just I was totally based on them.
Imagine if, you know, you're quite lucky because your agent knew about us.
Yes.
If he didn't, mm-hmm. He would have advised you to just go back to India and you just wasted everything.
Yes.
Okay. The fact that you don't have anyone in the UK itself is already, mm-hmm. you know, they're frustrating, isn't it? But with Sukhvinder and Ian Solicitors helping you, mm-hmm. Not only we were able to support you, but also sort of you find, okay, I've got some kind of family support. Right?
Yes.
Available in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so going forward, after all the legal action that we took against the university, do you know the outcome so far at this stage? What
yes.
outcome did we get for you?
Yeah, I get my BRP card as soon as possible, within 15 or a month, I guess.
What do you mean you got your BRP card?
It's a biometric resident permit, so I can have a right to live in UK.
Oh, I see, because I remember Sukhvinder was saying to me that the BRP card was addressed to the university,
yeah.
and the university was holding your BRP card and not releasing it to you. Is that
yes.
right?
Yeah. But the Sukhvinder called the university mm-hmm. and tell him, why are you not giving the student to his BRP card?
Mm-hmm.
And they just told me, we sent back the BRP to UKIB, Mm-hmm. And then,
but that's not what they said to us at the beginning. They said, we can't give the BRP card to your client. We're withholding it simply because we've cancelled his visa, and therefore he needs to leave the UK. And he, and they were just saying that you're supposed to leave the country,
leave
isn't it?
Leave the country, yeah.
Now, if you, can I just say something about what happens? And I will run an episode about this later on. You know, what happens if your visa is cancelled by your sponsor? By the way, if you're listening, there are two types of sponsors in the UK under the points-based system, right? So if you are studying, your sponsor is a Home Office-approved university or college. Mm-hmm. They are your sponsors. So they issue you a document, confirmation of acceptance for studies, called CAS letter, which is the basis of your visa application. If you are a skilled worker migrant, in other words, you come to work, you are given a certificate of sponsorship, COS. Now, what happens if you enter the UK on a valid visa, whether a skilled worker visa or a student visa? What happens if your sponsor cancels your studies or your work? Does it mean that automatically, immediately, your visa is cancelled? And the answer to that, Aman, is no. Right? Did you know that? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that. Yes, Akvita told you. So it doesn't mean that the university, in this case, University of Winchester, it doesn't mean that because they did not admit you and they reported you to the home, whatever they've done, it doesn't make your visa cancelled automatically. There is a different legal process for that. So let me tell you the process. And if you're listening, I want you to follow closely because this is going to be helpful to you because there is some kind of relief or grace period, if you like, that the immigration rules provide. So what happens? If a visa is cancelled, the Home Office has a legal duty to give you an opportunity, right, for 60 days to either leave the UK, right, or switch to another visa or submit another application so you don't become an overstayer. Okay? And in practice, even if your visa is cancelled today, it doesn't you don't usually receive a curtailment letter. It's called a curtailment letter, where if you have 3 years visa or 2 years visa to study or work, it's shortened. It is shortened to 60 days. That's called curtailment. It's curtailed. You don't get that immediately. You get that maybe 3-6 months after the Home Office has received the cancellation. Okay, so going back to your situation, Aman, even if the university cancelled your visa, it will take some time, and you are not an overstayer. Excuse me, you are not an overstayer until the end of the 60 days when you receive the letter of curtailment. So, for example, if you receive the letter today, you still have 60 days.
Yeah,
so you're not an overstayer.
Yes.
In other words, in that sense, the university or anybody in the UK does not have the legal power to withhold your BRP card or passport for that matter, because that is your own property.
Yeah.
And so we said that to them. And so what they did is send that back to the Home Office.
Yes.
And what did Sukhvinda do?
Yeah, the Sukhvinda did the mail to UKIV and tell there's a client, my client BRP hasn't not arrived to him, so just send me the send to the address of my client.
Okay.
Yeah, they just responded in 1 hour, I guess.
And you got your BRP card yourself.
Yes.
When did you get your BRP card?
Six or seven days after the mail.
Was that around December or January already?
Yeah, it's January.
January already. Yeah. Okay. All right. So great. So what happened to the university? What did they do eventually?
Yeah, they just don't care about students, you know, from overseas, I guess. They don't care about internet students, how they far from, how they're going to get through this in this situation. It's the main problem. They just didn't give me any support. They just tell me to go back to India. Nothing else. They don't give me any options to you just find another sponsor. Yeah, you can get me help from the, you know, we can reinstate your CAS. You cannot cancel your admission. Yeah. After knowing the situation, they just don't care and they just tell me to go to back to India.
And this is not a fault of your own doing, isn't it?
No.
Okay, so I heard that Sukhvinda said to them to refund your money back.
Yes.
And they will take further action. What happened?
Yeah, they just refunded my money back, my fees only. Yeah, just I paid to the university the same exact fees, the amount,
Right. Is that enough?
No.
For all the trouble all the hassle and all the expenses that
incurred you? It's just my fees only. It's not my anything else, you know?
Yeah.
My expenses to come here, my my, you know, everything I go through this back before 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
Or my future, you know, my I'll be back for my 1 year course.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1 year course. After I have not, I'm not getting my post-graduation degree.
I don't really understand what the university is thinking, you know. I can appreciate that there is that enrollment period that they need to maintain. They need to close their admission, yeah. But from your experience and what you're saying to us, I don't understand why this university don't have any process for international students, and simply saying to you, treating you like you're a UK student, you can just go home and then, you know, work or do whatever you want to do and then go back to study. They don't realize that deferring your studies into the next intake. So when did they ask you to come back? In September 2022?
Yeah, the next year.
So what are they thinking of you doing between January or, in fact, November and September for a year? Just go back to...
Yeah.
So did
it's
they
a waste,
say,
of, waste of year and my money, which I spent to come here. Because I have to go back to India and come next year to study here.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so great work, Sukhvinder. I'm really happy that you've spoken to him and that we've helped you. Now, but that's not the end of it. That's not the end of it. So what's the situation now? What's your current situation now? What advice did Sukhvinder tell you?
Yeah, they advised the INS giving me this skilled worker visa. You know, there's a momentum club I have to join. And it's a 6 months training. So I can, after 6 months, I can get a certificate of skilled worker visa so I can work here. Yeah, they will give me the sponsorship. So I can work in any employer I'm interested, you know.
Yeah, right. That's really interesting because that's the case. There's still hope, right? You don't have to leave the UK.
Yes.
So you are allowed to switch into a skilled worker visa as long as the job code is on the occupation list, in an eligible occupation list.
Yes.
And of course, Sukhvinder will advise you and we will help you in terms of what are the requirements that you need to fulfill. 6 months is too long, if I'm being honest. You can actually fulfill certain requirements under a specific job occupation code, you know, within 3 months, if you like. And then also we can support you by representing you to the Home Office and saying to the Home Office that this is what happened. We're putting in a new application to regularize your stay, or we'll wait for your leave to be curtailed. There's so much protection that you will get and support from me and solicitors, right?
It's true.
Now, in addition to that, if you want to go back to your studies in September, are you going back to Winchester?
No. I will not.
All right. But I'm sure pursuing your international marketing degree is still going to be helpful to you in the future, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So if you are an international student, also, Amin, let me tell you that in the past, before 1st of December 2020, it could have been a different story. Because before that, before Brexit happens, students in the UK are not allowed to switch to a skilled worker visa until you've completed your degree.
I don't know.
Now, Ian, if you are listening and you are in the UK studying, did you know that the immigration rules, you can tell your friends, by the way, and you can tell the agent, and you can tell the university, you can tell the whole world, start from Ariana, that if you are in the UK, even if you've not completed your degree, as long as you have found a sponsor and you are offered a job which is on an eligible list, you can actually switch from a student visa to a skilled worker visa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly the kind of help that you are getting from us.
Yes.
Right. Awesome. Earning a postgraduate degree in the UK will help you go a long way in your career plans. But don't come to the UK without a plan.
Yes.
Right? Especially without Ian's.
Yes.
Now, if you haven't got a plan yet, and this is the first that you need to develop from the very first day, if you haven't got a plan yet, This is the first thing that you need to do from the very first day that your feet touch the ground. Otherwise, the next thing you know is that your visa will be running out in a month or two and you haven't got enough time left to switch to a skilled worker visa. In fact, this is one of the most common mistakes international students make. Yeah, another mistake is they come to the UK, they study, but they work in McDonald's, for example, or working as a waiter in a fast food or takeaway restaurant. That's a big mistake.
Yeah, they work as a labor in construction.
Yeah, don't do that. The only way you can switch to skilled worker visa is to plan your 20 hours working, your 20 working hours, so that you work in a job related to your degree. If you're doing international marketing, work in an international position so you gain experience. Again, not so many international students do that. Why? Because they don't get the right advice.
Yes.
Okay? Even the universities, they don't teach students that. Yeah? So because even if you have a top-notch degree from a highly reputable university, your chance of getting a sponsorship is very low if you don't have any local work experience related to your field or study. Now, what I'm saying is, when you come to the UK to work, don't work just to maintain yourself or have a food on your table or just to survive, you know? Find work that will allow you to gain local experience related to your degree, so you increase your chance of getting hired after graduation. And you do this from the very beginning, right?
Yes.
When you decided to stay in the UK and not live. Now, you know, in a way, Arman, you're quite lucky, right?
Yes, I
Because
am.
If you didn't have this problem with this university, you would not have known about us.
Yes.
And you're going to be one of the 605,000. And what's the number? 605,000. Where are you? And 130 students who will start studying, not think about working in a related field to gain local experience, will come to the end of the visa and then have nowhere to go. And will come back to mama and papa crying, oh, I don't want to leave the UK, but I don't know, I can't find any sponsor. Yeah, you're quite lucky in a way.
Yes.
Now, so you got your money back.
Yes, I got my money back and my PRP. That's,
okay.
That's my property, but I get get it from the help of Ian's and my Sukhinder sir.
But more than that, you have a family that will support you legally and that will help you to switch into skilled worker visa. That's awesome.
Yeah.
If I ask you, what do you love about your experience with Ian's?
Yeah, they are very friendly, friendly nature. They are very helpful, approaching, you know, and giving me the best advice. So I can do as a student, if I don't have so much money, they will give me advice of that. Yeah, you can go with this, you can go with that. It will help you to get this. So it's all helpful.
Anything else?
Yeah, they're providing, so, you know, students very great experience, you know,
into
they can switch university into their work visa.
Because
most of students, I saw my friends, who completed their graduation, but they are working 40 hours as a, you know, as a laborers, as a...
That's exactly what I was talking about, Arman.
Yes.
Right? And you're heading that direction.
Yes.
No, you're not. Right, so most of your friends... Sorry, I interrupted you. So most of your friends are working in labor, have no idea that actually this is not helping them.
Yes.
And they're studying what? International marketing as well?
Anything goes, you know.
Yeah. So when's the last time you spoke to your parents about your situation? Were they happy about the outcomes?
Yes, they're very happy. I'm getting help here without there's no one who helped me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they know Ayans helped me and Sukhinder sir. So they don't worry about me and
Well, you know, we have a plan to visit India in I think end of February. I might actually swing by Hyderabad. I'd love to meet your parents.
Yeah. Yeah, they would love meeting you.
What kind of food is there in Hyderabad?
Hyderabad famous for biryani, you know.
Really?
Yeah, biryani.
Chicken biryani.
Chicken biryani, veg biryani. Yeah.
Do you know how to cook?
Yeah, sometimes I can. I tried.
Right. Anything else that you love about Ian's?
Everything about Ian's I love. You know, after, from the starting. to the this they're giving me the sponsorship.
Yeah.
It's all about it's all a dream for me.
Really?
Yeah.
What? So suddenly you talk about earlier you want to explore and you want to add qualification.
Yes, but as of now, I just want it to my career to be, you know, somehow I get the sponsorship, I get the work, yeah, so I can live here.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want.
Build a life here in the UK, build a family here.
Yeah.
Are you married?
No.
Right. Do you need help in finding you a girlfriend? We can arrange marriages too, you know? No, I'm joking. Well, what would you say to those students in India who are coming to, who are planning to come to the UK and study? Now, remember earlier I said India is the number two country that send international students to the UK. Why don't you give them a piece of advice if they're coming to the UK? What advice are you going to give them?
Yeah, I'll give them the advice. So if they're coming to UK, so better be come on a plan. If anything problem comes up, so you just came to IANS, and they will help you to get overcome from your problem. Is there any problem regarding immigration, nationality?
Yeah.
And do you want a skilled worker visa?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to continue university?
Yeah.
So you better join IANS.
You are a marketer. Yeah. You're an international marketer. You already have a degree.
Yes.
Now, listen, did you know Aman, right? Yesterday, we had another call from a migrant entering the UK, right? A migrant called Ian's and said, I'm at the airport. I am stopped by the immigration officer. I need help. Can you please help me? And then after that, we were not able to speak to the migrant because the immigration officer took the phone away, right? A few hours later, the migrant is out of the airport. Yeah, because we understand what the rules mean, what they mean to the students and to the workers, and we're able to help even if they're at the airport. 2 days ago, exactly the same thing happened. There was a migrant, a student from India, I believe as well, entered the UK, right? And then the immigration officer was not happy with the answer to the questions, and the migrant was going to be deported to the airport. Guess what number they had? They had Sukhvinder's number. They had Ian's solicitor's number. They called us, and immediately we were able to help. And the thing is, if we help you, we start talking on your behalf to the immigration officers.
Yes.
Yeah? So I think this is really good. If you guys, whether you are from China. We need to have someone who speaks Chinese. We don't have one. Now, whether you are an international student or a migrant from any other countries from any country in the world, I think this is the number that you want to keep. Write this down. I'm going to give you Ian Solicitor's telephone number. Right, you can WhatsApp call us, so it's free. The number to call is, I'm going to put plus sign because if it's an international, you can put this on your WhatsApp number. It's +44 203 912 0586. Okay, that's the number to call. Write that down. This is going to come handy when you stop at the airport. +44 203 912 0586. Now, if you are wiser, you want to send us an email just before you travel so that we know you already.
Yes.
Whether you are a client or not, just send us an email. Hi, Ian's solicitors. I'm an international student. I heard on podcast that you're able to help students. I want to make sure that if I run into any problem, I can call you. These are my details. Okay, be nice for you to have that number in your wallet or phone. Right, okay, so if the students are in the UK and they are having problems with the university, what would you say to them, Aman?
Yeah, I would say to them, yeah, just, you know, just if you found the best advice,
mm-hmm.
you can get it from IANS.
Okay.
You just came here and contact them.
What number do they need to call, Aman?
Yeah, it's +44.
Uh-huh.
It's 20 39 120 586.
All right. Okay. If they're looking for someone for arranged marriages, are you open? What number to call?
I guess they don't have that.
All right. Wow. I enjoyed this episode with you, Aman. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as well. Now, if you plan to study in the UK and you need help in developing a clear roadmap to switching to skilled worker visa on completing your studies, you know what to do. Join Connections. If you are already in the UK studying and experiencing the same problem as Aman here, you know what to do. Join Connections. And finally, if you want to stay in the UK and switch to skilled worker visa, not talking about arranged marriages here, before your visa runs out, don't wait up to the last minute. Don't. Right? You know what to do. Join Connections. Aman!
Yes.
You know what to do.
Join Connections.
No. You can do better than that. You know what to do.
Join Connections.
You're right. Well done. And from that, I say goodbye. Good night, everyone. Bye. You're an awesome guest, Aman. Awesome. Well done.
Personal chef. Teacher, nurse, life coach.
My name is Crow TV Fems.
Defender.
I have a land to defend.
Superhero. Different roles, one name. Mom. Now, it's time to find her own superhero. Ian's Dom Care. Give her the care she deserves, when she needs it, where she needs it.
Partners.
Ian Smith. Magic.
37,000 up to 85,600 to earn a postgraduate degree in the UK. That's a lot of money to invest. I'm sure it will bring a lifetime return, but it's always better to see an immediate return of your investment. Like, for example, being able to work in the UK without having to leave. This is of course only possible if there is a sponsor who would be willing to offer you, an international student, a sponsorship. Not easy, but equally not impossible with the help of Ian's. If this is you, just like what Ian himself said earlier, you know what to do. Join Connections and I will talk to you next time. Opportunities.